Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Come on, let's lift our hands in this place. Thank you, Father. Come on, let's be still. Let's be quiet. Psalms 42:7, deep's calling unto deep. Deep's calling unto deep. Deep is calling unto deep. The deep in God is calling out to the deep in you. Do you hear it? Do you want to hear it? Or are you satisfied? Are you comfortable? Are you just at a place that where you think, well, you know where I'm at in God, it's good enough. I'm fine. I like the plateau that I'm on. I like where I'm stuck. I like the rut I'm in. This is as far down the path as I want to go. Psalms 42:7 says, deep is calling unto deep. Deep's calling unto deep. Do you hear it? Do you want to hear it? Don't care how old you are. Don't care how young you are. This has nothing to do with age. I can tell you at 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, I was hearing it. I was hearing it. Are you hearing it? Do you want to know the realm of the Spirit like Stephen did? Stephen wasn't some big preacher. We don't even know if he was called to fivefold ministry. The Bible just says he was one of the leaders of the church. He wasn't defined by a title. Do you want to know that realm of the Spirit like Stephen did? Thank you, Father. Now, Father, back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, there was a church in Houston, First Assembly, and Father, Mom and Dad Goodwin pastored that church, and Father, great ministries were birthed and great miracles were birthed, and Father, only you know the impact that couple and that church made on the kingdom. And Father, that was a church that wasn't founded in shallow waters. Father, it was a church that moved out into deep waters. The realm of the Spirit. And Father, they got major things done in the kingdom. And Father, the same Holy Ghost that moved in that church. Father, we thank you for the same Holy Ghost that moves in Believer's Fellowship. The same Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost that moved through that pulpit, through that man and woman of God, through that altar, through the praise and worship. Father, that same Holy Ghost that moved through that kingdom church. Father, it's the same Holy Ghost that in the days ahead is going to move through this couple, move through this church, move through this building, and Father, move through the next building.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that deep's calling unto deep, but Father, Scott and Terry are saying, yes. And they're moving out, they're moving out, they're moving out into the deep, moving out into the deep. And Father, they're going to take a people. Father, they're going to take a people. Father, we're not judging any other churches. Father, this is a church that wants to go out into deeper waters. This is a church that wants to see signs and wonders. This is a church that wants to see the revelation gifts, the power gifts, the utterance gifts in operation. This is a church that wants to see the power of God manifested. And so, Father, everything is by grace. Father, it's not because they deserve it. It's because of grace. Father, your word says in 2 Corinthians 9:8 that, Father, that all grace would abound towards us, that we would have all sufficiency in all things, that we may superabound every good work. So, Father, right now, we declare a greater grace upon their life, a greater grace upon Believer's Fellowship, a greater grace that will give them the capability, the power, to get out there in waters to swim in. And Father, Father, we declare that in the days ahead, in those deeper waters, that they will be blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. I see a shoveling dirt over your head, shoveling dirt over your head, shoveling dirt over your head. And that dirt is words. Words, words. Words that have been spoken by people that know you, people that don't know you. Words that you've spoken. Words that people in this church have spoken. Words that have been spoken over the course of time. And those words have just formed a very weak ceiling. It's not a ceiling of concrete. It's not a ceiling of steel. It's not a ceiling of tile or of shingles. It's just a ceiling of dirt. And the Lord says it's time for words, Holy Ghost-filled declarations, to begin to pierce through the dirt. Holy Ghost-filled words, declaration, decrees, to begin to pierce through the words. And then the glory will begin to pour through the holes. Pour through the holes. Pour through the holes. And the holes will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you look up and you don't see no more dirt. No more dirt. No more dirt. Dirt. No more dirt. No more dirt. All you see is the glory. All you see is a sky. All you see is no limits. All you look up and you just see the glory and you see no limitations.
Church, I speak to you two words. He said, I'm going to give you a voice. I'm going to give you a voice. And I'm going to renew boldness. I'm going to renew boldness. I'm going to give you a voice. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you for their voice. Father, that you're giving them a voice in this community, in this area. You're giving them a voice. Father, I'm seeing the same process. Boldness is coming upon them.
If you want to know the realm Stephen knew, if deep's calling unto deep and you're hearing it, if you want to know the realm Stephen knew, come up to the altar and just begin to worship. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for this mighty man of God. Thank you, his best days are ahead. Thank you, Father, that He's here for such a time as this. And Father, we declare He's blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Shadeke se yata la babasanja. Orebre bokondo sedeke se yata la babasedeke de 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 la babasanja la babokondo. Bojondo sadeke yata la babasanja. I just came here to protect her, protect her, and protect her. A protector of this church, a protector of pastor, a protector of the anointing, a protector of people, a protector that you protect, that you're 100 times bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. Oh, the Lord says a Holy Ghost bouncer, a Holy Ghost bouncer, a Holy Ghost bouncer, that any devil in hell that tries to make its way into this church, you bounce that sucker right on out of here. Any false spirit, any religious spirit, you're a bouncer, you're a protector. Oh, you've got an anointing. There's that discerning of spirits that's on the inside of you. Oh, that you'll know where there's demonic activity, where there's angelic activity. Oh, and you're a protector of the anointing. Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you in Jesus' name. Come on, just worship. If you'll get still, if you'll start praying in the Spirit. declare what you saw.
Are y'all ready? Yes.
Father, thank you for this man and woman of God. Thank you, Father. Their best days are ahead. Thank you, Father. Their best days are ahead. Thank you, your hand is upon their life. Thank you, Jesus is Lord over their life. Father, I thank you. You've brought them to this place. And Father, their heart's crying out for the deep. Their heart's crying out for the deep. So many people are satisfied with shallow waters. They're not. They want to save. They want to see the deep, experience the deep. And so, Father, we just declare they're blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Thank you, Father. They're blessed to be a blessing. Lord says, dig in. There's an attempt to get you to move. There's an attempt to get you to pick up. There's an attempt to get you to be moved. The devil doesn't like the direction you're going. He don't want you being in this atmosphere. There's circumstances and storms, and I heard this, and I heard that, and I think this, and I think that. There's an attempt to get you to move. The Lord says, dig in. Be planted. Oh, be planted. Get planted. Just determine in your heart, I won't be moved. I'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Because when you're planted, blessed to be a blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for this man of God. Thank you, his best days are ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Jesus is Lord. Father, we declare he's blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord says, I'm not going to decide how much of a blessing you want to be to the kingdom. You decide how much of a blessing you want to be to the kingdom. He said, get quiet, get still, and you'll begin to see and you'll begin to hear things in the spirit. You'll begin to pick up on destiny. You'll begin to pick up on the impossible. You'll begin to pick up on just what heaven can release to you, because heaven knows it can get it through you for the kingdom. Think bigger. Dream bigger. Oh, blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Thank you, Father. You decide. Anything birthed in your spirit, in the spirit, you can release in the kingdom and see the kingdom
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father, for this man of God. Thank you, his best days are ahead. Thank you, Father. You're doing something mighty on the inside of him. Father, I thank you. He's blessed to be a blessing. And Father, I thank you. You're restoring in him some things that took place in the past, some anointings and ministries and mantles. And Father, you're restoring. And Father, he said, well, I'll ease into that. God said, there's no time to ease. We're not going to ease. He don't need you to ease. He's restoring back to you. Restoring back to you. Those things that you put on a shelf, anointings you put on a shelf, all those supernatural things you put on a shelf. He said, they're not on a shelf anymore. They've been restored back to your spirit. It's time to step out, and begin to be used by God the way He's called you to be used by God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Shove that kiss of y'all are here, right? Y'all join hands. I just never assume, even if I shove that kiss. And you have to, Father, thank you for this man and woman of God.
David and Judy Spear.
Well, they got a heart after you. Heart after you. They've got a heart after you. Show them they'll call Sunday, let them call them. Father, their best days are ahead. And Father, I thank you that they are blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Shodo kol sende leve bokomi. Dodo levere basha sede kese yata lava bokomi. Modo levere basande kese yanda lava basho dodo. So you're going to see some mighty things in the days ahead. Mighty things in the days ahead. Mighty things in the days ahead. And the Lord says he's going to begin to show you some things that are going to happen in the church. He's going to begin to show you some things, show you some things, show you some things that are going to happen for pastors, show you some things that are going to happen for the church. And he said, your assignment in this hour is to begin to praise me for it. He said, begin to praise me for it. I want you to begin to praise that season, praise that growth. Pray. I want you to praise it in. At home, praise it in. In your car, praise it in. When you come to church, praise it in. He said, I'm going to begin to show you some things that are going to take place, and I want you to begin to praise me for it. I want you to begin to praise me for it. Thank you, Father. What is praise? It's the expression of your faith. It's proof that you really, truly, 100% believe that what God showed you, 100% will come to pass. Thank you, Father. Praise warriors. Praise warriors. Praise whoever. Praise warriors. Thank you, Father, for this man of God. Thank you, Father.
Bobby Edge.
Thank you for Bobby. Thank you for Bobby. Father, thank you. Bobby's best days are. Thank you. Jesus is Lord over his life. Thank you. The Holy Ghost is moving in his heart. Father, I thank you that angels are assigned to his life. Father, thank you. That he's blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Oh, that you're called to be the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. Oh, you're called to lead, not follow. You're called to be an eagle, not a parrot. You're called to be fire, not smoke. You're called to be a deliverer, not a captive. Even since early being a child, the devil's been beating on you, trying to beat you down. He's used people, he's used circumstances, he's used family, he's used storms, he's used everything at his disposal to beat you down, because he's absolutely terrified. If Bobby began to be led by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, and began to be kingdom-minded, and what a Bobby could do to build the kingdom. No more. It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to reach out with your faith and say, Father, give me a shove-it anointing that I can take everything the devil's done to me and just shove it right back down his throat. It's payback time. You understand payback. 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 That's in you. There's been times where you've thought, man, I hope those people get what they deserve. It's going to be payback for what they did to me. You know what? It's time to lay all that down, put all that under the blood, and say, you know what? Now, devil, it's payback time for you. Yeah. Devil, it's payback time for you. You don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You wrestle against principalities and powers. You've had your eyes on what people have done instead of what the devil has done. And it's time for you to, in this moment, you now know who your true enemy has always been and will always be. And so what are you going to do about it? You're going to rise up in the Spirit. You're going to take it all. and shove it back down his throat. In other words, what Satan meant for evil, God's now going to turn it for the kingdom, for the kingdom, for the kingdom. Father, we declare he's blessed to be a blessing. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for this woman of God.
Nadine.
Blessed to be a blessing. 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 Multiply, Father, the blessing in her life. Multiplied blessing. Multiplied blessing. Multiplied blessing. And then, Father, multiply the blessing she can be to the kingdom. Multiplication in one realm, oh, flows over in multiplication to another realm.
Thank you.
Oh, blessed to be a blessing. Kasendi atalava basanda. Hallelujah. No more waiting. No more waiting. It's time to launch out. No more waiting. No more waiting. Well, when this, well, when that. Well, I'm waiting on that. No more waiting. No more waiting. This is not a 2018 assignment. Oh, Shadekasa, this is a March 2017. Oh, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December 2018, 2019, 2020. It's a now assignment. No more waiting. Shadekasa, blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' name. Pastor, Keegan's going out to TBI. Will you pray for him? He's right there. You go there and pray for McKinley. Thank you, Father. Just that anointing that's on y'all to get on them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for you, didn't I? Pray for you. You did I pray for you?
Yes.
Yeah, the both of them. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Pray for me and God. Come stand behind you. Keep hiding yours. Arm around. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, just thank you for this man and woman of God.
Yes. Thank you.
Father, thank you for the love that they have for each other. Father, the compassion, the friendship, the unity. Father, this heart that they have, knowing that, God, they're living a blessed life. Father, for the appreciation they have in their heart. Because they know they're not lucky, they're blessed. And they know it. They know.
You will understand.
They're not lucky. Father, they know they're not lucky. Father, they're blessed. They're blessed. Oh, but the Lord says, too much is given, much is required. Much is given, much is required. Lord, in the days ahead, as you sit together and you dream together and you talk about vision and you talk about kingdom and you talk about church and you talk about all this, the plan of God's going to come forth, the kingdom assignment is going to come forth. There's going to be things that are going to be birthed in your heart that in the natural will seem impossible. But the Lord says, if you'll believe, all things are possible. Father, we thank you for that supernatural faith just being birthed on the inside of them to do some big things for the kingdom. And Father, it'll be a joy. And Father, they'll have so much fun doing it.
Lord!
Yes, Father, they are blessed to be a blessing. The reason you're on this planet, the reason God gave her to you and the reason God gave him to you is so that you could maximize this life that's blessed to be a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
In any turn, your life is going in a different direction. Things aren't going to work well.
things aren't going to work well in any other direction, any other path, any other journey, any other priority, any other mindset other than blessed to be a blessing. In other words, you'll live feast or famine. Feast or famine. You'll live feast on that road called blessed to be a blessing, or you'll live famine because your priorities got off. But they won't. They won't, because that's what this moment is all about. It's that determination in your heart that we know why we're on this earth. And we're going to maximize as a couple, as heirs together of the grace of life. Thank you, Father. Jesus. Jesus is God. Thank you, Father.
Come on, lift your hands in this place.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Oh, thank you.
Father, we declare over the Believers' Fellowship.
Oh,
blessed.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Best days are ahead. Strong summer. End of the year, greater than the beginning
yes.
of the year.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural December.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we thank you that your finger
Hallelujah.
Is on their next location.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Come
Jesus.
On, I see that in the
thank
Spirit.
You,
I want you to see that. You say, oh, that's just my imagination. No, it's not. You're in the Spirit and you're seated
Lord.
In the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I want you to see God's finger on their next location.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Come on, the finger of God on that next location.
Hallelujah.
That finger is on, his finger is already
Hallelujah.
On the next location.
Hallelujah.
That means the blessing. That means the provision. That means the timing. It's already on the next location. Everything's being prepared. Everything's being prepared. You'll go into it blessed to be a blessing. You'll be there blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
The finger of God is already there. Come on, he's showing you right now what's around the corner. He's showing you what's on the other side of the door. He's showing you. He's teaching you. He's guiding you. He's showing you things to come.
Hallelujah.
Come on, we're seeing it in the Spirit, and now we're saying what we saw.
Hallelujah.
Come on, we're saying what we saw. I see the finger of God on your next location.
Hallelujah.
That means there is a next location.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And God's a God of increase.
Amen.
And so you better
amen.
Get ready. It's going to be way
amen.
Better.
Hallelujah.
Way better.
Yes.
Way better.
Yes.
I mean, this is nice, but it's going to be way better.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Wasn't that good? Let's be seated for just a moment. Praise God. Love it when the minister of God brings it. Heaven was here today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Philip, so much.
An honor to be here.